Hello, my name is Arch, and this is music from Archie's Archives. This is a repeat broadcast of a program that was based on songs, classical songs and popular songs. One of my favorite singers is Julie Andrews, whom we all know from The Sound of Music and The Princess Diaries. And this next piece that I'm going to play was written by Michael Arne, the son of Thomas Arne, a well-known British composer of the 1700s. And the song called The Lass with the Delicate Air is sung by Julie Andrews. And I think she sang it when she was quite young, in her late teens or early 20s.
Young Molly, who lived at the foot of the hill, whose fame every virgin with envy doth fill, of beauty is blessed with so ample a share, men call her the lass with the delicate air, with the delicate air, men call her the lass with the on a green mossy bed, a chaplet composing the fair one was laid. Surprised and transported, I could not forbear with rapture to gaze on her delicate air, on her with rapture to gaze on her delicate air. A thousand times o'er I've repeated my suit, but still the tormentor affects to be mute. Then tell me, swains who have conquered the fair, how to win the dear lass with the delicate air, with the delicate air, how to win the dear lass with the
Well, it's Julie Andrews after all, and we must allow her a few liberties with the music. That was from an album called To a Wild Rose, available from Amazon. Now, you might be wondering whether Thomas Arne, whose son wrote The Lass with the Delicate Air, is as well known as I said he was. For one thing, he wrote Rule Britannia, Britannia Rules the Waves, a widely patriotic British song, but I dread to play that on the airwaves of such a locality as our own, where tempers are short and digestions fragile. Of course, if we sang the Star Spangled Banner in London, people would probably join right in, but you can never tell. One of England's most cherished gifts to the world is William Shakespeare, for whose plays we Americans have a grudging fondness. One of the weirder plays he wrote is The Tempest, and one of Thomas Arne's deservedly better known songs is Where the Bee Sucks, a song sung by the fairy Ariel. Here it is sung by Emma Kirkby, one of the great but underappreciated voices of our times, accompanied by Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music. Okay, this next one is going to take most of you by surprise. Kurt Weill wrote the music for Bertolt Brecht's Threepenny Opera, and he had his friend Lotte Lenya introduce the song Mecki Messe. This song was widely popular and was sung by Lotte Lenya, Louis Armstrong and Bobby Darin, Mac the Knife. Here is Lotte Lenya singing it first in German and then in English with Louis Armstrong.
Sunday morning lies a body oozing life.
Someone sneaking around the corner. Is that someone, Mac the Knife?
Yeah, from a tugboat about the river bubble. A cement bag drooping down. The cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mac he's back in town.
The Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And McKee spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash?
Look at here, Suki Tadri.
Jenny Diver.
I said Lottie Lanier.
So with Lucy Brown.
Oh, the line falls on the right, dear.
Now that Mac is back in town.
A German aristocrat who frequently visited England came to know Milton's Paradise Lost and passed on the idea of writing an oratorio based on it to Joseph Haydn. Haydn did just a fabulous job on it, and Haydn's creation is one of the pinnacles of the oratorio form. I was trying to describe to a colleague in the music department that some of the numbers were written for soloists plus chorus, something that Bach and Handel only had tried on a very small scale. Anyway, this number has one of the angels, Gabriel, admiring the newly created green vegetation and how beautiful and fertile it was. If Milton was living today, he would have written, "Yeah, it's pretty green, but for how long?" Here we have the lovely and talented Helen Donath, a native of Texas, but who excelled in the German repertoire, singing this aria from Haydn's creation with Wolfgang Gernenwein, conducting the Ludwigsburg Festspiele Orchestra.
Oh,
From the sublime to the maniacally hilarious, PDQ Bach is the invention of Peter Schickele, a talented composer and minor musicologist and educator. PDQ Bach was supposed to be the 20th son of Johann Sebastian Bach, whose existence was largely ignored by history. J.S. Bach, of course, was not only a real person, he was arguably one of the most loved and most influential composers in the entire canon of Western music. And he had 19 children we know of, but Schickele puts forward this additional son. The characteristic property of PDQ Bach's compositional style is plagiarism. This aria, sung by Lorna Haywood, who has a lovely voice, is entitled Now is the Season and is featured in the opera The Stoned Guest. It might not be relevant, but Mozart's opera Don Giovanni, based on the Don Juan story, is subtitled The Stone Guest because there is a visitation from a stone statue who summons Don Juan to the depths of hell. Here is Now is the Season by PDQ Bach.
Hark! Someone is approaching. I'll just hide behind this, whatchamacallit.
Never worry, never hurry, life is funny because of
Here is Ellie Ameling singing the song Der Nussbaum, The Nut Tree, by Robert Schumann.
A suffering is here. Life is skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. La 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 la. Gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if someday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. and maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment.